This is Garden Talk on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau, and it doesn't feel like it out there right now, but it is time for the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive, and I have Noah Ovshinsky in here with me to help me tell you about what we'd love you to do, and to remind you that WPR is listener fueled. So they are the largest source of funding for us. It's you. Your gift keeps the programs that you value, including this one, on the air. So make your contribution now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now is a great time to donate because we have a dollar for dollar match in effect that's offered by Terry and Mary in Madison. There is still room in this match for your gift to be doubled. So step up with your support right now. Support for WPR programs like this one, like Garden Talk. You can show your support while we have this dollar for dollar match in effect at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your gift will have an even greater impact.
Noah, I was just updated, and it looks like we still have over $2,000 left in there, so plenty of room to match your gift. Remember, WPR is listener-supported, so that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and all the other hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes, and make your gift.
You can make your donation even easier when you become a sustainer. Choose an amount that's right for you, say $10 or $20 a month, and have it charged from your bank account or credit card.
When you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue year after year, so your support is always current. Start your ongoing monthly gifts now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It's a powerful way to support the WPR programs that you love.
I think it's a great business model in that it operates using donations from people and donations from corporations. It works. I'm happy to donate because I think it's so important. And I'm happy to donate more because I know there's some people out there that can't. It's just great company in the house. I'm Mary from Menominee, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for everyday listening.
And you can join in by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Jill Nadeau here with Noah Ovshinsky. Your support during this fall member drive makes the news or the conversations that you enjoy possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month or whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Gail in Chippewa Falls says, I'm donating because of Science Friday, Larry Mueller, Zorba Pastor, and Straight Up Truthful News reporting and weather. Well, thank you so much from Gail in Chippewa Falls for your kind words and your generous support. You can join Gail right now with your pledge of support while we have this dollar for dollar match in effect. Now is the time to make that gift while it goes twice as far. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks so much for your support.
And just so you know, we've got a special report from Larry coming up right now. So put your ears on. Larry, thanks so much for joining us on your vacation. That's above what we normally require for our employees. But talk about why you're in the UK.
Well, I have been a golfer most of my life. I think I started when I was about 18 years old, and I've loved golf. And that's a long time ago.
It was a very long time ago, Larry. I'm sure that everything was wood at that point, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But anyway, I played my whole life. And one of the things I always talked about with friends was visiting the birthplace and the home of golf, which is Scotland. And never really either a time or affordability and so forth kept me from going. And then about 8 years ago, a friend of mine who was ill wanted to go to St. Andrews, Scotland, and play the old course. And so we made our plans, and the night before we were to leave, his wife called me at midnight and said, well, Randy had to go to the hospital, and he died 10 days later. So, of course, the other three of us were not going to go then to Scotland, and we didn't go. So here it is 8 years later, And I've just decided that it's time to go. So, and I spoke with his widow and actually got some of his ashes. And I took those ashes with me on the plane. I don't know if that's illegal or not, but I
I didn't hear anything.
And we arrived on this past Sunday in Edinburgh, Scotland, drove to St. Andrews, where we've stayed in St. Andrews for 3 days roughly. And the first day there, we were out on the old course. And I took those ashes and placed them by the Wilkin Bridge, which was the little bridge made famous by Jack Nicklaus many, many years ago. His wave on the Wilkin Bridge has been copied now by thousands, tens of thousands probably of people. And I joined them and placed those ashes at the Wilkin Bridge and took a wave from the top of mm-hmm. the bridge. So that's sort of the background. And it's been an amazing, amazing trip for the four of us. Four guys, Scotland, all golf, some better than others.
Well, we'll get into that in just a little bit. But, you know, you had mentioned that Scotland was the home of golf, basically. Is St. Andrews the first golf course?
It's been called the old course. It's a very interesting course. It was a sheep farm at one point, you know, before it became a golf course. And it was even a rabbit farm. And that Wilkin Bridge that I mentioned, it goes across a little creek, and that bridge was there all those hundreds of years back, were constructed so sheep could get across the creek. If you think about Scotland, the first course that comes to mind is the old course at St. Andrews. And the courses we've played, I think I played on the fourth oldest golf course in Scotland and the sixth oldest course in Scotland. And when you're talking about the oldest course in Scotland, you're...
That's really old.
You're talking about the oldest courses in the world. So it's really been a treat to put a ball in, tee up a ball.
Sure. Now, is this your first trip to Scotland? Have you been there before?
Yeah. Okay. My first trip, I've been to England several times, but one time with a WPR group, I sort of led a tour of the Gardens of England. And there may be some people listening today, gardeners, who are recalling that right now, because I still get calls from some of the folks that went with us on that trip, and we had just a fabulous time touring the gardens.
Oh, sure. So you did St. Andrews and the Old Course. What else have you done so far, golf-wise?
Well, we visited, played a course called Ely, which is, I think, the fourth oldest course in the world in Scotland. And the interesting thing about what we wanted to do was play some of the courses that were a part of some of the local towns. And so they were that kind of courses. So they're, we played Ely the first day, and we get to the first tee, and the starter, you know, gave us the rules and so forth of playing on that particular course, which is kind of a hilly, up and down kind of course, and really kind of wide open. And on, I think, hole two, I looked to hole three, and here were some players playing golf, and they had their dogs with them.
Oh, that's different.
Dog. are allowed, not on every course, I'm sure, but they're dogs allowed on the course, and they watch their person tee off. They sat. They didn't go running after the ball. We're all having an outstanding time on the course. And what I wanted to add is that in Scotland, many folks, and I think most folks, view the land of Scotland as being owned by the people. So it's not necessarily this is my land and you can't walk on it kind right. of thing. These public courses, you will also see hikers and just folks walking along the beaches and really enjoying themselves. And, you know, you pay attention to them. If somebody's out a couple hundred yards and you're about to drive, you might want to consider waiting a few seconds before you hit your ball because you didn't want to bean anyone. So that was great. That was the first day that we played. And then we played not far from St. Andrews is another course in the town of Crail. And it is Balcombe course, which is considered one of the very, again, I think this is the seventh oldest course. And we played it along the North Sea. A good share of it is right on the sea. And so the wind was blowing.
As it does along the sea.
as it's wont to do. And so it was a little tougher playing, but even more scenic for me because of the ocean view and the birds and the seals and everything else that one sees walking along that course. And I think all in all four of us played pretty darn well, considering it was our first time playing each of these courses. So a really lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Those first few days. Before we moved on to another area, St. Andrews, by the way, is just a beautiful old town. It's a university town, so there were tons of students that you'd see. It's not a large town at all, a large city at all, but everything there is old.
Yeah, old.
the buildings. I was struck at St. Andrews, for example. There, we were invited to visit the St. Andrews Golf Club, which is only open to members, and you need to have a member invite you in. And I'm looking at this string of pictures, photos on the wall of famous golfers and that, but the skyline and the buildings, he said, notice that those buildings that are from 100 years ago have not changed, nor have there been any added. And he said, I like it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, they know what they have. Right. So the weather's been good, Larry?
We packed for rain and wind and cold. The early forecasts were for that. We arrived. It has been sunny with a few clouds, and it's the temperatures. The highs were 65, maybe, just perfect golf weather. And of course, I had prepared for 45 to 55. I was sweating a little bit more than usual on my walk, even though it was kind of like perfect golf weather. Mm-hmm. It was really fascinating. And it continues. The weather's continued this way, and everybody's saying, whoa, you should have been here last week. It was terrible.
OK, Okay. Well, Larry, we do have to take a quick little break here, but we're going to be back with you, and we're actually going to talk about some kind of, you know, gardening things, because it's Friday or Saturday, depending on when you're listening. But we'll be right back with Larry. You're listening to Garden Talk, and it's also Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. I'm Jill Nadeau, and here to talk about it with me is Noah Ovshensky. And just a reminder that your gift makes a huge difference, because listeners are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now is an exciting time to make that pledge of support, because we have a dollar for dollar match in effect right now from Terry and Mary in Madison. Your gift of $50 turns into $100. And if I'm doing the math right, that means $100 turns into $200 and so on and so on. So take advantage of this really exciting match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Noah just got an update. Our fans are coming through. We have just a teeny tiny little bit over $1,000 left for people to match. So that means that you need to get to those phones or get to that website really, really quick. Because you're a type of person that wants to know what happens in the rest of the world. It matters. And that's why Wisconsin Public Radio is so important. We talk with experts in all kinds of fields from all over.
And we get the news from around the world and from our own backyard, because you literally are our backyard.
Yes.
Because it's Garden Talk. And because you value being an informed citizen. You can make a gift to the station that keeps you connected at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, how do you figure out what to give? Well, maybe a dollar a day would be the right amount for you. Is that what it's worth to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio? When you think about it, a dollar a day is really a pretty good value. It's less than certainly a cup of coffee or a soda, or especially a day of cell phone service.
A dollar a day comes out to $30 a month, most months, and you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge to your credit card. You can make your gift right now in any amount that's right for you while we have this dollar for dollar match in effect at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Jane from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm a sustaining member and a plan giver. I love Wisconsin Public Radio. As a matter of fact, I can't imagine my life without it. When I get up in the morning, Wisconsin Public Radio keeps me company while I get ready for the day. When I'm in the kitchen making a meal, Wisconsin Public Radio is always on, and I cannot imagine a weekend without the entertainment of Wisconsin Public Radio. Being a sustaining member has simplified my life, because every time the fund drives would come on, I would think, oh my goodness, I have to get out my checkbook. Now I breathe easy knowing that I'm already a supporter. I would encourage you to consider doing the same for something that is such a vital resource for our community.
And you can join Jan by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm here with Noah Ovshensky, and we're asking you to support the quality programming you value on WPR with your gift right now during our fall member drive. Your contribution of $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a difference for the entire community.
And Jill, our dollar for dollar match is still in effect. There is still room for your gift to be matched. You can give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And not only that, but today is $5 off Friday, which that means that you can get a Wisconsin State Park sticker for the special donation amount of $20 a month. So support the WPR programs you value and ask for your park sticker that will give you access to dozens of great state parks and recreation areas for a whole year. So give now, $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now is a great time to become a sustaining member. It is easy to set up those convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. You can get started right now while we have this dollar for dollar match in effect at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 202-2552.
Your gift is really powerful, and we appreciate it. And we're going to go back to Larry from Scotland in just a few seconds. So right now, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you. So, Larry, again, thank you for being with us on your vacation from Scotland. We really, really appreciate you taking the time out. And it's Friday, so it's Garden Talk. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, you're on these golf courses. Now, we're talking turf, so Doug Soldat is probably wondering how it is over there. Is it different than what we have here for golf courses?
It is, indeed. These are... wonderful old courses that many of them have no trees.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's hills, and you'll see a lot of sand traps, some of them very deep. You know, you're hitting kind of out of these bunkered sand traps that are almost as high and sometimes even taller than you are. The grass is, I guess it's the soil there leads to really good drainage. So when it rains, like at the old course, for example, the course drains very quickly, and yet the grass is thick, and there is a lot of what they call heather along the fairways, which I have to tell you, I spent a fair amount of time in the heather.
Okay.
It's not the way I had kind of planned it, but time, which is now it's that time of the year. It's fall season, just like it is in Wisconsin, and that heather's drying up. So I had probably a much easier time than folks did, let's say, last July.
Sure.
They're on a kind of a latitude. It's a little north of our latitude. And I'm trying to think of, it would be maybe just the southern part of Canada. If you went around the border, maybe up 100 miles or so.
Mm-hmm.
That would be about the latitude that they have here in Scotland, and so the grass and the heather, heather is pretty. You'll see it on some courses here, but you will see a lot more trees on the fairways for most of the courses here in the U.S. Whistling Straits. You know, one of our famous courses is back in Wisconsin. It's probably the highest rated course, one of the highest rated courses in the world. And it is set up similar to what you'll find in Scotland.
Okay, well, that's a good comparison then. Have you talked to anybody about, keeping their courses? Is their climate changing as quickly as ours is here?
Yeah, it's very, very similar. And of course, climate was on people's minds here because of the weather. I mean, it's normally much cooler this time of the year, and you're going to be getting. Here, you'd be getting a lot of rain here right now, and we're not getting a whole lot.
Well, lucky for you.
Well, I wanted to try out the new rain gear that I purchased before and the new sweater that I actually bought. In fact, here I had to go out and buy a short sleeve shirt because I hadn't taken any along with me. So I was able to buy a nice shirt at the folks at the St. Andrews Golf Club, the private club, opened shop.
Oh, to nice.
Allow us to make some purchases. Frank, the member, who is our driver, by the way.
Oh, okay.
We did have a driver, and Frank took really good care of us.
So is he going to be listening to Garden Talk now? Has he become a fan?
I told him about the show, and he said he would try to give it a listen.
Oh, so, great. That would be wonderful. I'd like to add our international audience. So
he'll be driving his vehicle right now as we're on the air.
Sure.
So he's going to have after the fact.
Right. I love it. So I know you were disappointed, Larry, that you were gone for our member drive here in the fall, but you're going to be back next week, right?
I am back next week. I'll be in on Tuesday. And so I got the tail end of the last day of the drive.
You're like our pinch hitter, Larry.
I always like last drives. And I was a bit disappointed. You know, I went and made these plans, mm-hmm. and not doing a whole lot of thinking about what was coming up. And so I was, after I'd invested a lot of money and then looked and saw when the drive was. Oh, the smart move, Larry. But it's good to be able to get on and talk I feel like, you know, our community of listeners expects to hear me once in a while. I wanted to say go to WPR.org and make your contribution, or you could phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Well, I'm just giving up a little part of my day to talk and wish everybody well who's listening, and also remind them that, most of our funding is coming from our listeners. And listeners, you know, they make up, 40-50% of all of our funding.
Or more.
Keep Garden Talk going. Keeps all the shows going that we love. You and I certainly love it, and our whole team. And I know, having visited around the state this past summer and having a chance, well, you too, having a chance to talk to people in five different parts of the state, many listeners commented on how much the show means to them. So here I run off on vacation.
I think you're allowed after how many years on the air, Larry? Is it 56 now?
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
I certainly thought it was up to me to at least make myself, make my presence known and know that I'm here to support Wisconsin Public Radio. And that I love doing the show. I love our team. We've got a wonderful team, group of people who, bleed WPR and bleed the show. Garden Talk is certainly one of our most popular shows on our network, our local shows for sure. So thanks to everybody who's just put up with listening to me gab on for
Well, we appreciate it, Larry, and like I said, we appreciate you taking time, and all of your dedication to WPR is greatly appreciated by us and everyone listening, I'm sure. So you have fun for the rest of your vacation.
I'll do my best.
Okay, bye. Well, it certainly was fun to catch up with Larry. We pre-recorded that because we weren't quite sure if we'd be able to connect him directly today at this time, but he had a great time doing that. I just wanted to thank you for listening to us, because this is the Wisconsin Public Fall Radio Member Drive. I'm Jill Najoe, and Noah Oshensky is here with us. Your support, of course, is an essential piece of funding for all the programs you enjoy on WPR. So, in fact, listener support is that large
largest source of funding for WPR programs. So this drive is your time to take action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now, Jill, is a great time to make that gift of support because we still have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect. That's up to $2,500. It is a great time to donate because Terry and Mary in Madison will double every dollar you give right now. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. You can double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And right now is very important because we have only $465 left to go. So yay you. Thank you so much for those who have given and who have those who haven't. Let's do that right now. Because you know what? WPR really enriches your life. Not only today, but 24/7. And of course, we are listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes, and make your gift.
And if that dollar for dollar match is not enough to get you to your computer or your phone, maybe this will do it. Today is $5 off Friday. Today only, you can ask for your Wisconsin State Park Pass when you give $20 a month for the programs you value on WPR. You'll enjoy WPR programs all the more, knowing you make them possible. And you'll enjoy a year's worth of access to our beautiful state park system. You can ask for your park sticker on this special day at this special donation amount when you give $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
All you have to do is go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation for this fall member drive. I'm Jill Nadeau, and I'm here with Noah Ovshinsky. And we'd love you to join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support. And you know, Noah, I don't know who's been doing these spots, but the music they've been picking out is really nice.
It's really, really good. I want to, like, dance out of my seat here.
It's like here. A dance break.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio listeners, and you know who you are because you're listening right now, they become Wisconsin Public Radio contributors for various reasons. Giving to WPR is one way to make a difference and help your local community.
That's right. When you give, you benefit everybody. And your contribution today not only pays for the programs you listen to, it also gives others the chance to discover WPR. Make the difference with a gift of $120 or $10 a month or, you know, whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Ginger in Pittsville says, my husband and I enjoy listening every day for news we can trust. Thank you, Ginger, from Pittsville, for your kind words and your generous support. You can join Ginger right now with your gift of support while we have this dollar-for-dollar match in effect at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, we do have that dollar-for-dollar match with just a few hundred dollars left, so we'd really appreciate you joining in right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you, Noah, and thank you for those who've given and who are listening.